Transgender characters are becoming more common on television and in movies these days, and now they are coming to the stage. A play about trans women is making its U.S. premiere at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge. The writer of the play, titled Transcripts Part 1, The Women, based the play on interviews with more than 75 trans women in six countries. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the conversation the play is sparking about gender identity in casting.
When Paul Lucas got the idea to create a realistic piece of theater about trans women, he says he was well aware of how marginalized characters are so often portrayed.
You are the tragic whatever, then you become the sassy best friend, and then eventually maybe your story gets told, but you're mostly just this hand-wringing, tragic character, and I really wanted to avoid that.
As a gay man, Lucas knows how it feels to be stereotyped. To tell authentic, nuanced stories about what being a trans woman is really like, he interviewed dozens of trans women. With each person, he'd start by saying the same thing.
Only you know what your story is and where it begins. Can you tell me that moment when there was a disconnect between who you saw yourself as and how the world wanted you to behave?
And Lucas says they opened up.
I was in first grade, and they encouraged us to wear costumes to school for Halloween. And I wanted to be a witch because as someone who felt like a girl, I related to this character. It wasn't about being feminine.
And one summer's day, we were wearing tutus, running around the garden, chasing each other with slugs and worms. And it was on that day, driving back home, when I dropped up my mum in the car. I said, I'm not a boy. And she nearly swerved off the road.
I had no friends. I certainly couldn't talk to my parents. I couldn't talk to anybody.
Lucas weaves verbatim stories like these throughout Transcripts Part 1, The Women. They're told by characters of different backgrounds, races, and nationalities between the ages of 28 and 73. Some transitioned as early as 16, others as late as 68. One of them is Tatiana, a New Yorker in her late 40s, early 50s. Like many in her community, Tatiana felt exploited as she struggled to change in the 1980s.
Some of the doctors were pretty shady. There were gender reassignment professionals at the time, but they charged like $150 an hour for therapy once a week for God knows how long until they finally gave you the permission letter to get the hormones.
In Transcripts, Tatiana is played by Bianca Lee.
It's an archive of the pioneers. So I relate because I am a pioneer. I was there.
The actress has had experiences like her character Tatiana's, including her pain of rejection by society and family. Lee's rejection came in other forms, too, as a classically trained actor who pursued a career after she transitioned.
Being seen as, okay, you're acceptable if you're on a stage in a gown with your boobs up to your chin in a nightclub, cabaret somewhere as sort of an exotic thing.
Lee found acting work in New York's downtown theater scene and eventually got a role in the award-winning 2005 film Trans America. In recent years, she says, trans actresses including Laverne Cox of Orange is the New Black have helped shift perceptions among casting agents and directors. Playwright Paul Lucas wants more significant roles for trans actresses, which he says in part drove him to create Transcripts. But casting the parts turned out to be challenging.
So these are very specific women with very specific characteristics, and they're for the most part not young. And so a lot of the people that came in to audition for us, I'd love to see doing the roles in 10 or 15 years.
The casting of non-trans actors for trans roles in the TV show Transparent and the film The Danish Girl have fueled ongoing debate in the trans and entertainment communities about who should play who on stage and screen. Bianca Lee has her own opinion.
I think the vast majority of trans roles should go to trans actors. We need the work.
At the same time, Lee, who's been with Transcripts as it's been developed over the past few years, gives the production team credit.
We have 5 out of 7, and that's pretty damn good. Pardon my French. It has to be noted that Paul and ART and Joe did an exhaustive search.
Joe is director Joe Bonney. She says they auditioned dozens of trans actresses for the roles, but a lot of them didn't have enough theater experience.
You could have fabulous women coming in, but if they didn't have the skill set to handle this dense language so it flows and feels completely organic to themselves, then we weren't being responsible to the women who told the stories originally.
That said, the director believes ideally trans characters should be cast with trans actors. Abe Rybeck agrees. He's founder of the Boston group Theater Offensive, which has been telling LGBT stories with LGBT performers for 30 years. Rybeck is gay and says it's exciting that a high-profile regional company like the ART is producing a piece about trans experiences. But he hopes the theater will make a long-term commitment to representing and supporting the community by including more local trans artists in the future.
Unlike other artists who have to balance their work with their day job, most trans artists even struggle to have a day job.
Rybeck also hopes to see more works from trans playwrights and directors, and he's encouraged that the ART is including local trans artists in a series that's running in conjunction with Transcripts called the ID Festival. When asked about her thoughts on casting, 26-year-old trans actress MJ Rodriguez says she hopes for the day when it will be easier for trans people to get all kinds of roles. She plays Luna, the youngest character in Transcripts, and has gotten cisgender parts in the past. Cisgender is the term used for people who identify with their birth gender. Rodriguez says she often makes a request when talking to casting agents and directors.
Yes, I'm transgender, but please can I be seen for a cisgender role? And thankfully, you know, there have been moments where that's happened, and I'm like, awesome. At least, you know, we're finally getting seen for cisgender roles because we don't want to place the title of trans on it forever.
But for now, this actress is happy these stories are being told. Transcripts Part 1, The Women, is on stage at the ART through February 5th. Playwright Paul Lucas says he also hopes to craft a Part 2, The Men. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.